it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, hi, Paige.
Do you like Kiss? Not too Kiss, but I mean Kiss.
Oh, I was getting excited for a moment.
Jeannie.
I don't.
There's some people you don't care for.
I don't dislike them. I'm not a king in Satan service or knight in Satan service.
You remember what AC/DC was, right? Against
Antichrist.
Christ, devil child.
Okay, I thought it was Antichrist, devil child.
I guess it depends on where you went to church.
Probably
I didn't
so.
Ever hear that of AC/DC. Oh, yeah. I thought that was batteries.
No.
Power.
Not the churches around AC/DC. Here growing up.
No, yeah, you were a West Coast church.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't know. We weren't paranoid.
Were you Catholic prior to going to California?
I am a baptized Methodist from my family here. Okay, my mom was Methodist. Hardly ever went to church. God bless her.
And then?
But then I lived across the street from St. Raymond's. St. Ramon, you know.
What?
In California.
Ramon or Raymond?
It's St. Ramon Road, but St. Raymond's, the church, was across the street.
Oh.
So
hola, mi amigos.
It's weird they would saint someone named Ramon.
I would go. They were nice. The nuns were nice, so I enjoyed going to church there. And then years later, I dated a guy who was very Catholic, so I went to church with him, too.
So he didn't use condoms.
Yeah, he did.
Well, he wasn't real Catholic then.
Well, because...
Because that's why I wouldn't date Catholic girls.
Not everybody.
No offense. Did I just say that out loud? Yeah, mm-hmm. I did. That's true. I mean, that's fine.
Well,
I didn't want to get anybody
hurt. If he was a real Catholic, he wouldn't have had sex like that.
Oh.
Well. He would have waited for marriage.
Yeah. Did you want to, though?
Have sex with him? Yes.
Yeah. I waited for somebody else to get married.
Did I want to marry him? At one time, but he came out here and didn't like Cedar Mountain. He didn't like... And my grandmother beat him in golf, and it was just...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Your grandma beat him in golf?
She says she was a scratch golfer.
She just...
Wow.
And he was good, too. He didn't like that.
My God. Can I tell you one I found? I never heard this one before.
One what?
An acronym for like AC/DC.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Slayer.
What does that mean?
Satan, definitely in it.
Satan laughs as you eternally rot.
God.
Who thinks of these things?
Not the band.
That's a good one.
No. Okay, so back to...
We just thought about the current, mate.
Back to this stuff about Kiss. Gene Simmons from Kiss lost consciousness behind the wheel and crashed into a parked car in Malibu on Tuesday.
That boy's a member of Prince in Satan's service.
However, he called it a slight fender
Albert.
Bender and said he's completely fine. So he's briefly hospitalized.
He's driving himself.
But yesterday... apparently.
That's strange. Just to think you're in traffic, you're looking for Gene Simmons is sitting there.
He
I know he didn't have on the face paint, but still he's
behind the wheel
a monster.
Of his Lincoln Navigator in Malibu. Oh,
that's a big car.
Yeah. Big Navi.
Is it a good car? I mean, I don't know any.
I don't have one.
I mean, I've seen them. They're real big, like Tahoe type big.
It's not like he was driving, you know, a Ferrari or something.
A Rolls Royce.
He strikes me as a not a big spender. I don't know about Paul. I don't know what Paul's driving.
I figured he'd be driving like a BMW or something.
They're great cars to drive. I love them. All right, so...
Well, they're made right here by God.
Yes, great people make great cars. He tweeted, quote, "Thanks, everybody, for the kind wishes. I'm completely fine. I had a slight fender bender. It happens, especially to those of us who were horrible drivers."
Fenders don't bend no more. They just fall off or split. Like, fenders don't... Fenders are fun. Fenders don't bend no more.
Do you ever see them on the side of the road just sitting there in one piece?
I laugh at my own grammar sometimes. I really do. Fenders don't bender no more.
They gonna shut down Cone Elementary. You keep on.
They already did. It's an apartment complex.
My old middle school is now too.
Yeah. Made you go back and reclaim your education.
Yeah.
So there's no word what happened, but Gene's wife, Shannon Tweed, says that his doctor had recently changed his medication. He's 76, and he's always been adamant that he doesn't drink or do drugs. That's true about him not doing anything.
Is it true he was watching Meat Spin on his phone before he wrecked?
I do not know what he did.
Get confirmation. I'm sure he sat for 25 spins at least, right?
Is that thing that you show me?
Yes. Oh. That we showed.
You showed us.
No, I didn't.
Oh, come on. I didn't know about it till you did. No. I didn't know about Lemon Party till you showed me.
I didn't know. Lemon Party's the one that he showed me with the two guys, and I was like, oh, gosh.
There's three guys, thank you.
He's pointing at a picture of Mark Hendricks.
Technically four. Somebody had to hold the camera.
What the hell? Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Like, who's behind the fourth wall?
Is that like a service that you get into for that? Or is it just that? I don't know.
That's how Fatboy voted in the last election, Lemon Party.
I'm sure they're no longer with us.
No, there's no way those guys are. I mean, they're gone.
No, guys, seriously.
Yeah, I hope they got their life right before they went.
I may have to contact a necromancer to see if we can
connect call to Mortalist.
connect to the other side. I'm going to fill out a form now.
P1 Mortalist will help you contact them.
Can you connect us to the Lemon Party, fellas, please?
Well, I can't make out what one of them's saying.
Do you like this time of year? I do. Spooky season.
Oh, you like haunted houses?
It's a bittersweet time.
I like one haunted house. Mad World.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like to throw axes.
I'm not just saying that because they're a big sponsor on the show either, guys.
Saying that. I always.
You should have heard Paige in here when she found out she could get free tickets. She was pissed.
I know. Ghost Town Mini Golf. She said she's going to hit it up.
She still went, though. She really did.
We had a good time the last time.
It's fun to go with a group of people, not going by yourself.
I always say, don't scare me. I'm the scaredy cat.
Best time we had was working the flamethrower when people walked out of the porta potties.
God bless. The fact that they allowed us to do that was insane.
I remember I didn't wear my glasses when I went through there so I wouldn't get scared. And I had my...
You should have wore the no scare medallion.
She ended up on 85,
though. I
got
scared anyway.
She couldn't see anything. She was playing Frogger out there by herself.
But they always go after me and scare me really good, like the guy.
You're a girl, and back in the 80s, that gave guys free, like, before the no touching rules and stuff. Uh-huh. Like a woman going through a haunted house in the 80s and 90s were just getting their.
She was playing.
Everything was getting grabbed.
She was playing Frogger. Did you tell her to eat the fly?
Right.
Eat it. Eat the fly.
I golfed a little.
You ever body surfed at a concert or anything?
Yes.
Holes! I need holes!
Were you on your back or your tummy?
Or on the side. You ever sleep on the side of the bed?
Let's get one question answered at a time. Her eyes are rolling around right now like junior samples.
This is like a press conference. I mean...
Do you ever sleep on the side of the bed and one just kind of falls off into the floor?
No. I sleep in as much as
Paige,
I can.
Paige, Batman from the Galley Times. You ever tied your breasts in a knot before?
They're full. How could I?
Follow-up question. Can you throw them on your shoulder like a Continental Soldier?
Do your testicles hang low?
Hey, Mark Hendricks here from the Good Guys Gazette.
Yeah. I don't want to say, but don't look down right now. Do not look
I need
look
you
here.
To cut it out. Seriously.
Yeah.
So how I sleep, I have a lot of pillows and I sleep on my back. And generally, I have a dog to the side of me and he sleeps on her little bed.
Sid dog.
And then Eva will come in. And if Eva sleeps next to me, I'm on like this little tiny end of the bed.
Eva's the neighbor's kid.
Eva.
For context.
Eva's
going to the
boxer.
Lot, Eva.
Eva's a boxer. Annie
Put
is
him up.
The chihuahua. And then Elvis the cat will come in there too. So
you're like me naming animals.
Yeah, hey, Ma.
Can Banjo the donkey come get in your bed tonight?
I would love it if Banjo slept with me.
Wow, somebody's going to take that one out of context.
There's a donkey show reference there.
I love donkeys. Not in that way.
What other way would you like them?
Give me that donkey butt and big old legs.
I want to feed your donkey.
You can't ride him.
What do you want to feed him?
Feed him because they like apples and stuff.
He's
like
on the bottle now, Paige.
Does he like apples?
He loves cabbage.
Ooh,
he loves eating cabbage like it's animals. Like it's apples. Come here, banjo. Donkey.
I never realized
he was, what she just did.
What did she just do? She went like this.
Like she was doing the... What is this dance? Please let me video it. Please.
Come on. You got to
make
it.
I want to make it a boomerang.
No, do it. Dance.
No.
Dance.
No.
Come on.
No.
Paige, please. Please.
Just ask him, please.
No. She's got a paper in front of her face as I got my phone out.
Dance. No,
please.
I'm not dancing.
Do it for the audience. There's people having bad days out there.
It's stupid and going YouTube.
All right. I'll stop.
All right. Because you wouldn't even, it's not filming anymore because you wouldn't dance.
No, not like that. Because that was fucking stupid.
Imagine any white woman dancing anywhere ever.
Oh, God.
I don't know why you're being so mean to the audience today.
I'm not being mean. I just don't want to.
It was a fun dance.
Yeah.
Because she's got backlash.
It's like
still
she was hop hooraying, but she had short arms.
Remember she was trying to do the two fingers in the tongue, but it was the whole hand?
Yeah. Come on, Paige. Look, we've got one more chorus here. You can do it. Please?
No, I don't want to do it.
Fat boy will do it. Good Lord. You got on white shorts today? This bitch still got that paper over her face. I didn't mean to call you bitch.
Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Fatboy's, and just so you know, and those that listen know, so what Fatboy does when he will book guests or, you know, folks that want to come.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on and do things like this. I will purposefully tell him, do not tell me the full story.
How convenient.
I like to act as the listener where I'm listening to it for the first time. So I know that you have a job that you're not sure if it's legal, right? First off,
what?
Well, I don't want to overguess because
maybe
already,
I don't like to know everything once in a while. How about that?
Teach me to do the phones.
Hello.
It's not no. It's not just pick. I've heard people say that before. It's more than that. You have to press two buttons and then type into another machine. Nevertheless, I'll go full anonymous. I don't want to call you a non.
I don't even know his name. He wouldn't tell me.
I don't blame him. So
yeah, I just think it's best if I don't.
I understand. Yeah. So let's hear it. Let's. I got a cough. I told him I'm coming down with something. I'm getting that scratchy throat. Anonymous. Are you related to Mickey Mouse? All right. So your job. Let's talk about your job.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, I appreciate y'all taking the call.
You're welcome.
I was really just hoping to get some advice and at least get my side out there. You know.
Yeah. All right. Let's hear it. What you got?
So I got a job, like I have my regular job, but a few months ago, a buddy of mine, he's a manager at a different company, and he offered me some part-time work. Mm-hmm. So it'll be real light, is what he said, just a couple hours here and there, just helping out with paperwork and just a little extra cash and stuff like that is what I'd be getting.
It must be nice to have friends in high places, somebody looking out for you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I thought, man. But the thing is, I never actually did any work.
Okay, now I think I know where this is going, but what do you mean by that? Like, how does one have... Now, we've known people that had jobs that didn't work, and that's not a shot at DOT. That's a shot at people in my personal life.
There's a lot of people to stand around.
Tell me how you have a job and not work.
Well, I kept asking when to start and, you know, when I would go in, what I'd be doing. And he just kept saying, like, oh, we'll get it lined up. But needless to say, like, we didn't get it lined up. And that's when the weirdness started happening.
What does that mean?
You know,
weirdness.
Well, that's when I started getting paid. And mind you, I hadn't even shown up for work yet. And little did I know that the checks, they would just start coming in. And it was every 2 weeks. It was steady as can be. I started getting these checks, and there was no waiting period. I got my first check that same week I started.
You got like physical paychecks, like paper, like from that company.
Yep, they got the name on it, logo, everything. It looked legit. So at first, I just went ahead and deposited them.
Oh.
So they don't even direct deposit. That seems like the standard these days as far as payroll goes. Unless you have some of those companies now that pay you in a debit card.
That's what I thought, man. I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
But it didn't even get that far. Well, I mean, maybe we did. I can't remember if we actually got that far. But he didn't ask me for, like, bank information or anything. He just said that they would send me the checks.
Yeah.
And I thought that, you know, the stubs would come. And then, like, during a waiting period, like, they would get my bank info. And then I would start getting direct deposits, but it never happened.
So you deposited the checks, and you didn't feel weird about it? I mean, I guess not, since you got the job and whatnot. But I mean, I probably would have done the same
thing. I mean, I was going to say.
Well, I would have cashed them.
I mean, well, after a while, I started feeling off about it. You know, I never clocked in. I never stepped foot in the place. And my buddy, like, he's been real hard to get a hold of lately because, you know, I wanted to ask some questions.
So did you, because I'm thinking, like, taxes and all that stuff, did you fill out, like, paperwork as a employee, as an employee?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I filled out a W-2. He got a copy of my license, all that. And he said that he had to get me in the system.
Yeah. So you've been getting paid for how long now? And by the way, we will not break any kind of, like, we don't know your name, but we're not going to dox you or whatever if anybody asks.
I wouldn't even know how.
I wouldn't know how to do that either.
It's probably been about 3 months.
And you've been cashing every check since 3 months?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I told myself that I said that I would stop if it turned out to be something shady.
Yeah.
But honestly, until I know for sure, I've just been, you know, keeping on. I don't want to get burned, but it's hard to say no to free money, you know?
So this is, and I get that, you know, there was it's hard to say I'm a fan, but I use the website Charity. It sounds like a testimonial and a commercial right now. It's totally not. Mm-hmm. Charity Navigator, if I'm going to donate money to a particular charity, I go look at the up and up, and you find out a lot of those big name charities have no show jobs. It's what they call a ghost employee deal. That's actually come up locally here recently, in fact.
I never heard of that. That's real?
Like sometimes the managers, like, they'll pad their payroll with names, and I don't know where the money goes. I've often heard, like, you know, they'll pocket bonuses or kickbacks off of it. But if they don't use all of the budget, they will lose it. So they have to pad that in. You know what I'm saying?
And then, that's what I'm afraid of, man.
Right.
Plus, if that's what's going on in your situation, like, your name is on all those checks. Well, the paper trail goes back.
And
to
I would, I'd keep every stub, like every deposit, and maybe I would, for real, I would maybe even stop cashing them until you figure it out.
What's the job description?
No, what are you going to say?
I mean, just out of curiosity.
He was real vague. He said, helping with paperwork.
That's it? Just office.
That's what he said.
Okay.
And now you're trying to, like,
trying to get him fired, Paige.
No,
he's already got to carry his nuts in a wheelbarrow to go to work.
I don't want him to be, you know. Oh, my God.
He's already dealing with enough.
I don't want him to be a money launderer or anything. That's what I'm worried about.
Again, not trying to get you in trouble or whatever, but is this like a locally owned thing, or is there an HR that you could talk to, like somebody over him? Because you said he's the manager.
Yeah, no, I've never known anybody else, just him. I sent him all my information, and honestly, I don't want to throw him under the bus, you know, if it's nothing, you know?
But if he's not
starting to feel off.
Yeah.
I would ask questions, and if they say they don't know who you are, then you'll know what's going on.
Exactly. Like, don't accuse, but just say, hey, like, what is the position? Am I doing anything, wrong here? I mean, you know, I don't want to get in trouble or
but just don't show up, though.
But just keep it calm.
I still try to get a hold of your friend first. But I would definitely call.
I mean, you really, really should.
I don't know what you say, but I would at least call, you know.
Keep all that paperwork. because like you're gonna hear about it at the end of the year. Like I'll give you a great example. Somebody one time won a major prize from the radio station here years ago. Did not realize they had to pay taxes on this large prize. They show up looking for the keys, and they're like, "Hey, you got to pay now." That's this has been humpteen years ago. No joke, like over 10 years ago. The language has changed to where it's you have to mention you don't have to pay taxes for this. You know, it's real fast on there, but that person could not come up with the tax money, and we had to give it to the last person whose key didn't fit or whatever
it was. That sucked, too,
That was awful. It was a truckload of summer fun. It was a truck with jet skis and a little camper or something else. It was badass. Yeah. And then the guy, it was a man and a woman, could not afford the taxes on it. That sucked. Nevertheless, trust your gut, man. Sounds like your boy's playing with fire, and you could be holding the match.
You got to come back on, too.
All right. That was good. Yeah, no, I definitely will. I appreciate y'all. I honestly just wanted to know if I was thinking crazy or, this sounds wrong. So I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Have a good morning. All right. Anonymous. Thank you. Damn.
I do have his number, at least. Don't know who he is or his name, but I got his number.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down. Live from CallRob.com studios. Here in Greenville, South Carolina. I forget what I say here. Hold on.
Wash your feet.
It's time to say, hey, famous people born on October the 9th. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Or
suck it.
I need to say it in the microphone. Sorry.
Did I?
Mm. Did I not?
Oh,
no!
I didn't even know.
But you do like to hold it like it's.
I do like to hold it.
She likes to cup it.
I do.
This is the oldest son on Home Improvement, who also got arrested in Myrtle Beach last time he got arrested.
Guy. What's he doing?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
No, JTT would never break the law. He's an Ivy League educated man, for God's sakes.
Let me get them initials.
ZTB.
Zachary.
A lot of people thought he was the country singer. And I did for a little bit, to be honest with you, because they look alike.
Zachary Taylor Bryan?
Zachary Ty Bryan.
Ty Bryan.
You ready?
Right.
That old voice.
Zachary
Ty Bryan.
46.
I'm sure he wouldn't write country lyrics about hating on ice, would he? Zach Bryan might, but not Zachary Ty Bryan.
No.
There's there's another one that has done some of that, too. It's weird. But that's not to say, like, all country musicians are anti-immigrants or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Who's the other?
True.
The other one I unfollowed recently. I can't remember.
I know a lot of people were kind of surprised, I think, when Isbell, like, his politics were.
Oh, God. I knew them for the longest time. I saw him on the Democratic convention up there performing, and I get to do it again. Sounds so much like Scooby. Yeah, I think it's Scooby Doo really doing that.
Scoobs.
One of my favorites.
I've already guessed wrong, though, I'm certain. I think he's older than that. I'm going to go 52. I'm going to change it again if I can.
I'll say 49.
Zachary Ty Bryan is 44
years old. Off both.
Let's play this for this video.
He was the oldest brother, and he's only 44?
Yep.
Jeez Louise.
I think JTT is like 42 or 43.
Yeah.
And Brad, Brad was the middle one. No, Randy was the middle one. Brad was the youngest one.
There was a Randy?
Yeah, that was JTT. He was Randy.
Oh.
And the youngest one, I think, was 38 now or 39.
Who? Okay.
This is, he's not famous. This is one of the shows he was on, but he's more famous for Quantum Leap.
Scott Bakula.
Yeah, Scott Bakula. The quarterback of the Texas State Armadillos.
I want to go back in time.
Is he good looking?
He's classically handsome, women would say.
I don't have to look.
You don't remember him?
No.
Oh, man.
Scott Bakula?
The old one, not the one. He's Asian in the new ones.
He was on the NCIS SI New Orleans. He was Quantum Leap, the original. Yeah.
She looked up Blackula, which was an Eddie Murphy movie.
It was. Yeah, Necessary Roughness.
Yeah.
He was the coach on there. He's good.
Guys.
No, was he the coach?
He was a quarterback.
Quarterback.
He's
good looking.
Who was the center? Do you remember who the center was?
Yes, yep. But I can't.
One name comedian.
Sinbad. Thank you.
Do you remember who the kicker was? She was good looking.
She?
Yep. Remember the kicker was female in that movie.
Give me the initials.
K.I.
Kathy Ireland. Yeah, yes. Look at that. You could have also said Kmart.
Oh, yeah. She had a big Kmart endorsement. Yeah. So did Martha Stewart before it went belly up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then she went to Macy's, I think. Or...
She went to one of those. She's always going to thrive. How old is Scott Bakula, as you said?
Oh, Bakula.
Bakula. What old Bakula?
I will say Scott Bakula is 66. I think his house got burned down during those recent series of fire. I think so. You
know, I don't know how they found the guy who started the whole thing. And I don't know how they knew where to look or even to think it would have been arson. But he's an Uber driver. They found him.
What, did he have like a, did he hate America or did he hate rich people? Or like, what was the reason for it?
They found renderings of AI on his computer of burnt down cities and whatnot. And people that, after he set the fires, he was driving people around. And his last few customers said he was real agitated and upset. And
God. Yeah, but why is that not huge news, though?
It's
okay. Yes. Well, I think huge news means it permeates through to me.
That's impossible these days.
God, mental illness is so bad.
You just don't watch. You don't watch news.
I mean, the things that people do these days.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant.
I didn't say you.
Well, it's just in the context here.
No,
she didn't apply it.
Did you know that, though, that this guy?
I heard it. Okay. I thought for a minute that it was. I was glad it wasn't a firefighter that was doing that.
It's like
that,
when
who lost their.
You know, not to get that all stirred up again, but for me, it never stirred down. But the stuff with Charlie Kirk, like, all right, that guy was the guy. All right, over. Done with.
They say he's facing decades in prison.
Well, I mean, come on. Thank you.
He's from Florida, but he was in Los Angeles driving Uber.
His wife would like to take care of that herself and save the state a lot of money. Go ahead and just take it out now. Get it done with.
They said he tried to call 911 too, but the reception, he couldn't get through. Yeah, he killed 12 people. I forgot about that.
What, the fire?
Yeah, the Palisades fire that he started.
That's terrible.
And yeah, but
back in January.
But so why did they happen every year prior to? Was he starting them as well?
See, that's the thing. Like, I found out that he started a corresponding fire that lit that one. Like, it was all
I just
one.
Don't understand why anybody would do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I need somebody to say, why would they even think?
It's such a horrible
thing. That would be arson. I thought it would be a natural occurrence or something weather-related.
I mean, a lot of times in L.A., little things start fires, like, and then they turn, because of the winds, everything picks up and blows everywhere.
Oh, that's what it was.
Santa Ana winds.
Yeah, because he started the fire 5 days earlier when he came back. But the wind had picked up because it was still burning or billowing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the wind picked it up and blew it over, and then that's when it started. But he started that initial spark or whatever.
Because I remember the fires in the Bay Area and Berkeley and stuff were really bad.
Like, yeah, back in my day, we just rolled people's houses. Yeah.
Did you fork the yard? Yard forker?
No. Bad boy would roll the house and then set the toilet paper on fire.
We would. We did egg houses too, though. We egged them.
Yeah.
Scott Bakula, 71, because nobody guessed.
I did guess, and no one ever said if I was right or wrong. I said 71 years old.
You got it.
Going to fight?
You got a point. Yeah, we are.
It's a fight. It's a fight.
Yeah, I'll see you at Sky City parking lot right after the show, Buzzard.
Let's see how much you know about the show.
Rings.
It's not Seinfeld's birthday.
Oh.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
No, but she did eat a piece of his cake. His old piece of wedding cake from... I can't even remember whose wedding it was from.
I was telling Looper the other day. Like, y'all, you and Looper could talk about that show for years on end. I bet you I've watched
but not all of it.
6 episodes of Seinfeld in completion. No joke. I don't know.
And you don't watch any Curb, right? No Curb. Tells you a lot about people who don't watch either
Curb
or.
Curb is funny.
No, it does not mean that. I used to have the man's cell phone and would call him. You're the one who ruined it, so if there's any kind of anti anything. It's you.
Would you ask him that turned him off so bad?
A lot of people don't like the show because they don't get it.
I get it. I am immature with my levels of things. So if it's too highbrow certain times.
Is it too New York for you? Big city boy.
No.
Big city boy.
I feel bullied today.
That's what you get for being sick. It's Peterman's birthday, John O'Hurley.
Oh, met him once.
He hosts the Westminster Dog Show.
Ooh,
met him at the Cliffs.
Oh, yeah. He used to golf here a little bit.
Yeah. I will say
John O'Hurley.
John O is 68.
65.
John O'Hurley, born on the same day, same year as Scott Bakula. They're both 70. Bakula?
72.
71 years old. Oh. Same age, but Peterman looks a little older.
Mm. Wow.
Jay Peterman. Wait a minute. That was a restaurant in Greenville, was it not?
Yeah, Jay Peters and Anderson.
Okay. I was about to say, I went to that restaurant.
Was that named after him or another person?
No, I think it was named after Jessica Peters.
This is the Wings theme song because he came into Wings, I think, during season 3, and I don't have the Monk theme song.
Aw, Wings.
It is Tony Shalhoub's birthday.
Ooh.
He is Monk.
He's a good one.
Can't find Monk.
I know. Where's Monk? She never found Monk.
Your mama liked Monk. Mm-hmm.
I should have said, you know what? Let me buy the subscription for you so you can watch Monk. I can't find Monk. They said there's a Monk movie, Matthew.
It's Monk movie.
I was like, I don't know nothing about a Monk movie.
Remember him, Matthew? He was Antonio Scarpacci, the cabbie.
I know. I went down the bathroom, down the hall to use the bathroom that day, and she's in there talking to herself, not like in a said, I can't find Monk, and I was like, Alvin, you're not that Monk. The one who's weird like you with germs and stuff, and he solves murders.
One on TV.
He's like a Puss Matlock.
That was the original name of the show.
Puss Matlock, yeah. They ended up reworking it and giving it to old whatchamacallit.
It's time for Puss Matlock.
That was my finishing move when I was in indie wrestling, the Matlock.
Tony Shalhoub, 72.
I will guess Tony Shalhoub is 72. Thank you.
73.
She still gets it wrong.
Oh.
You're like that dude in the spelling bee that time. They gave him the word the guy just spelled wrong, and he spelled it the same damn way.
Yeah. I don't care. I'm watching the ballet.
Playing some Ozzy because it is Sharon's birthday today.
Oh, Sharon! Sir.
Sharon Osbourne.
I don't know if she's in her 70s yet or not. I'm going to go 66 because she's one away from being able.
71?
73 years old for Sharon Osbourne.
Wow. You got to admit, though, like plastic surgery, say what you will, hers is good.
Yeah, she don't look like Kathy Griffin, whatever she got done is a little rough.
I tell you when I saw yesterday, because yesterday I did nothing but sleep and watch TV, literally the whole day.
Hell yeah, so I'm going to do when I get home.
And I came across this pornography movie. No, I'm kidding. I came across this it was this little YouTube video showing like stars of the 80s now. Do you remember an actress by the name of Jenny Lee Harrison that was on like the last few seasons of Three's Company? Tall.
Yeah.
No, I probably saw a couple episodes of that show ever.
Man. She's had so much work done that it's like, oh man, oh, just age gracefully. Just do it. You're pretty. You can do this.
Look at Kathy Griffin, man.
And nobody's looking at time thinking it just stopped on you. Like, do it gracefully.
You're supposed to look like hell at some point in life. This is going to happen.
I mean, if you don't, everybody's suspect. Like, you're a shapeshifter or you are getting a bunch of collagen or whatever they put in your head.
Now. Oh, God. Here we go again. The Secret, Atlas Shrugged, and collagen. And microdosing.
I've never read.
I've never read a book about
collagen. Collagen is good for you, though.
That's what everybody talks about.
Naturally.
Yeah, but when I was a kid, you know what that was taught in church? What collagen was?
It's animal skin.
I don't want to say the word because it's so striking. When you go get rid of a baby. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's the only place you can get stem cells from, I heard.
But,
which is not true.
That was another rumor. Pre-internet, dude, the rumor mill sucked.
Jackson Brown, 77 years
old.
Happy Heavenly John Lennon would have been 85 years old today.
85, yep.
Eddie Guerrero. Viva La Raza.
Would have been 58.
Yep, 58 years old. He lies, he cheats, he steals.
Viva la raza.
The custody on the pole match.
You know, I'm almost sure he is Dom's real daddy. Like, there's no way Eddie Ray Ray made a boy that tall. Ain't no way.
They tried to solve that back in the day. Custody on the pole match.
I think they said, look, man, this is a real thing going on. We'll rip it right from the headlines.
I'd love to hear whose idea that was. It had to have been Eddie's. Maybe Ray's too.
I don't think you would make the idea, but of course Vince McMahon did come up with the angle where he's gonna marry his own daughter that one time.
So. Can we talk to Ray? Bring Ray in here. Two questions. What did you think about Bischoff taking the mask off you? And then second, whose idea was a custody on a pole match? Never should have taken his mask off.
No.
Not that early.
No. No, but I mean that was them trying to just change, you know, the whole term disrupting, come in and turn everything upside down.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like what we did. You know, this show prior to us taking over played 10 songs an hour. 10 songs an hour.
That's a lot of Green Day.
They reduced it down to just 9 when we started, and we're like, that's still.
Yeah. Hey, guys, Linkin Park's over. You ain't. Yeah, how about that?
Well, at that point, that was true. Things have changed. Right. But I'd like to say this. Thank you for listening to today's show.
Thank you, Mark.
My apologies to both of you for not making it in yesterday.
Thank you.
I just wouldn't have been. I could have worked, but it would not have been like if I just had a whatever job, but it would not have been good. It just wouldn't have. So that's what was the decision was made.
You don't want to make everybody else miserable, so I
or
apologize.
Sick either. Like I didn't. I really practiced that very much. So like I don't want to if. I know how I hate being sick. I don't want to mess up anybody else today.
Paige don't care, but I appreciate you caring.
Well,
Why do you say I don't care?
Don't ask.
Here we go.
Tomorrow, there ain't nothing going to be bad about tomorrow because tomorrow's Friday.
Friday.
I believe it's payday Friday as well. A little birdie told me.
You get paid. I don't get paid bill collectors. He does, but I don't.
What do you think? He's in a bad mood today. He's really sorry.
He said earlier,
grumpy boy,
before we went into headlines, he was burnt out.
Trying to be a little Fizz Abe here on the Bizzles, on the Miz, honey. Ain't got none. Some people get paid here. I don't get paid tomorrow, but they get paid. Just remember that if I owe you money.
Do we not get paid tomorrow?
Yeah, y'all do, but I don't.
Oh, okay. Why don't you get paid?
Oh, because bill collector's listening.
Yeah.
So he's telling
them
he
doesn't
have
any money.
That boy's a volunteer.
Well, I mean, you know.
Don't be making fun
of deaf
mute.
You don't have to.
Deaf mute.
There's a choice.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.